It's time to make some history here on American Variety Network. For the first time ever, the American Variety Network will host a birthday celebration. But it's not for me. It's not for you, the listeners. It's for my best friend in the whole world, Jeff / Master 1989. Jeff has recently turned 26 years old, and as a best friend, I want to celebrate his birthday live here on this show. So join me live next here on the American Variety Network as I celebrate his birthday with a fun show. The question is, will you call in and wish him a happy birthday? 1-347-989-8142.
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Are you ready for a talk show that is brave enough to talk about anything and everything, even if it's controversial? Are you ready for a talk show where anything goes and we will say anything
that we want?
Well, then you're listening to the right talk show.
You are tuned in to In Your Face Talk Show.
With your host, the crazy Italian-American AC and cool cat Willie.
You can expect to hear the unexpected.
Laugh at what is said, or you may scream.
Either case, sit back and enjoy the show.
Let's get in your face with this great talk show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
How old are you now? 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 Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Danielle, my good friend, for that awesome introduction. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first birthday celebration episode here on the American Variety Network. I am your host, the crazy Italian-American, AC, and apparently I'm the only man crazy enough to do a birthday celebration. Today, we are throwing a special surprise birthday celebration for my good friend, Jeff / Master 1989. Now, Jeff and I have been friends for a year now. He is a good personal friend of mine, and he has done a lot for me. So I figured the least I could do is throw him a birthday celebration episode. Now, Jeff has no clue about today's show because he is working. So this is a special surprise for him. Jeff recently turned 26 years old on Friday, so I figured I would throw a birthday celebration for him and have a fantastic episode. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to celebrate our friend and our co-host, / Master 1989, Jeff's birthday here on the show today. We've got a lot of fun things taking place tonight. I'm going to talk about my friendship with Jeff and why I value my friendship, as we celebrate his birthday. And then we're also going to hear some wonderful music on today's show. I met a wonderful rapper on Twitter. I had a direct message from him, and I actually listened to his music. And today we're going to hear some rap songs from Humble Mo. We're going to play two of his songs today, but every single American Variety Network show that I do, I will play at least one of Humble Mo's rap songs. I love rap, and I think that Humble Mo has the best rap you're ever going to hear. And since I'm an American and I like supporting American-made things, you can expect to hear a lot of Humble Mo songs here on the American Variety Network. So with my talk of me shooting the shit about my friendship with Jeff and the music, this is going to be a really good birthday celebration, and I hope you guys really enjoy this show, and I hope you, Jeff, enjoy this show as well. So, Jeff, if you're listening live, happy birthday, and Jeff, if you're listening to the archive file of today's show, happy birthday. I hope you had an awesome 26th birthday, and I hope you really enjoy today's show, because you're an awesome friend to me, and I enjoy your friendship. Now, since this is a surprise show, what would make this show even better is if you're listening live, if you went ahead and called in, please feel free to call in at 1-347-989-8142 to wish my good friend Jeff a happy birthday. That's 1-347-989-8142. All right. Now, you can call using a landline or a cell phone. Just simply take 2 seconds of your day to call in at 1-347-989-8142 and wish Jeff a happy birthday. All right, I hope we'll have a couple callers here, and hopefully it'll be an awesome show. All right, let's go ahead and get this show started. I'm happy to do birthday celebration shows because I really enjoy them. And this is my very first birthday celebration show. And it goes to my good friend, Slashmaster 1989, Jeff. I'll have some more birthday celebration shows for some of my close friends and maybe even family members and myself, of course. In 2 weeks, I'm going to have my very own birthday celebration. But today we're going to be celebrating our birthday for my good friend, Jeff. Awesome. We have our very first caller of the evening. Hi, you're now live on Slashmaster 1989's birthday celebration. And thank you very much for calling in.
Hey, Alex, this is Donovan.
Hey, Donovan, how are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call in and wish Jeff a happy birthday.
Awesome. Thank you very much. You'll really appreciate that.
All right, man. Y'all have a good show.
I will do. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was awesome. That was my good friend Donovan wishing my good friend Jeff a happy birthday. All right. So we just started and we had an awesome caller already. So let's go ahead and get started now. I want to talk about how Jeff and I became friends. Now, I came across his YouTube channel when I was doing a search for Oscar Cichlids. And as you guys know, in the American Variety Network history and the aquatic wetland history, I kept Oscars before. So naturally, I wanted to watch Oscar videos on YouTube, and I came across his channel, which ironically is called Slashmaster 1989. And I saw that he was into trucks and things of that nature. And then I saw his fish videos. I saw that he had a couple of Oscars, and I subscribed to his channel. And instantly, like a few minutes after I subscribed to his channel, I got a message from him on YouTube. And let me tell you something. I have never received a message from anybody that I subscribed to on YouTube. He was very kind. He thanked me for subscribing to his channel, and he gave me compliments on my fish, and he complimented my radio show, which at the time was the Aquatic Wetland. And I said, you know what, this guy's a very nice dude. And we got to talking, and we talked about Oscars and Tropical Fish. And about 10 minutes later, he wanted to know if I had a co-host position open for the Aquatic Wetline. And you know what? I said, I do have a co-host position open because my last co-host had just left and I wanted somebody to work along with. And Jeff actually fit that role because Jeff was the same age as I am and he has the same personality. He will not bicker with me over any little thing and he'll just do what I want him to do and not cry about it. And I really enjoyed having him as a co-host, and he's still a co-host here on the show occasionally. But that's how our friendship began. It was through YouTube. The same day he thanked me for subscribing to his YouTube channel, we began becoming friends. I had him on my show co-hosting shows. He did a lot of great shows with me here on Aquatic Wetline and on the American Variety Network. And then our friendship grew even more. After YouTube, we went to do Google Plus Hangout video calls, and then we did Skype calls. We still do Skype calls today. And then he actually gave me his phone number, and I'm one of the few people he gives his phone number to, so it's really a good honor of mine. And then our friendship took off from there. So our friendship started like in December of 2014, and here we are in August of 2015, and we are really good friends. Now, I remember this year's Super Bowl between the Patriots and Seahawks, we were betting each other. I betted Jeff that the Patriots would defeat the Seahawks, and if I won, he would have paid me $50. And ladies and gentlemen, to this day, I'm still bragging about that victory. As we all know, the Patriots defeated the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, and I got $50 for it. Yeah. And he was kind of shocked. He didn't really expect the Patriots to beat the Seahawks. But me, growing up and living in New England, I know that you never, ever, ever count out any New England team, whether it be the Patriots, Red Sox, or Celtics, or Bruins, if they make the Super Bowl, World Series, or any of those grand sport finales. Because in the end, us New Englanders always find a way to win. So I knew the Patriots were going to win. But after that, our friendship grew even more because he wanted to be more on the show. He wanted to do some talk shows and more fish shows and things of that nature. So about March or April, our friendship went from online friendship to a personal friendship, and he's actually a really good friend of mine because honestly, I don't talk to much people online. I have a lot of Facebook friends and a lot of Twitter friends and a lot of YouTube subscribers, but generally, I talk to all of those people to book them to come on my show as a guest, or I talk to them about how to put up good YouTube videos or do good podcasts and things of that nature. But really, I don't really have good personal friends. And I'm happy to say that Jeff is a wonderful friend of mine. I value our friendship, and I consider Jeff to be a really good personal friend of mine. And we have a very good bond because Jeff is probably the only person that I can trust as a friend, because other friends have stabbed me in the back countless times over the last 2 years, and other friends really don't want to be that personable with me on the line. But Jeff does, and I really, really do appreciate that. So, like I said, I can trust Jeff, and Jeff can trust me. So we really do have a really good friendship on the computer. Now, one thing I can say about Jeff is that he has never, ever bickered with me about anything, whether it be big or small. We always seem to agree. Even if it's something we don't necessarily agree with, we agree to disagree with. We never, ever have any arguments, and that is something that I really, really enjoy about being a friend with Jeff. Now, although he does like the Boston Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners and the Seattle Seahawks, while I am a New York Yankees fan and a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, well, we're all entitled to our own sports teams, aren't we? So I can really forgive that. But what I have to say is we have great respect for each other, And I really do value friendship. They say nowadays that friendships are hard to come by, and I really agree with that, and I really value the friendship that Jeff and I have. So Jeff is a wonderful friend of mine. He's probably the best friend I've had since high school. There's never, ever any drama with him. There's never, ever any arguments or anything. We just talk on the phone. We talk on Skype. And we enjoy ourselves on these calls and stuff. I actually enjoy chatting with him on Skype. We talk about our fish tanks. We talk about what's going on. We talk about podcasting. Pretty much everything a normal friend would talk about. So that is pretty cool, in my opinion. So thank you, Jeff, for becoming a good friend of mine. And I'm really honored that I had the opportunity to actually meet you. So over the year that we met, you became acquaintance for my podcast, working as a co-host side by side, giving me some good guests and some good topic materials and helping me grow. And now you're a good personal friend, a best friend of mine, and you've always supported me. You've always listened to all my shows. You've always been a loyal listener. Even if you were a co-host, you were a loyal listener to my show. And I can't say that for my other co-hosts, because they would just show up, do the show, and leave and never tune into any of my shows. But you would do a show, and then I would see you listening to one of my shows on Skype. And that takes a lot of dedication, and I am forever thankful for that. You even once told me you downloaded every single episode that I ever did and listened to them in their entirety. And that takes a lot of time. So that tells me you really like my podcast, and I am forever thankful for it. So that, in a nutshell, is how Jeff and I became friends. And that's why I really like YouTube. I can't ever leave YouTube, because every time I think about leaving YouTube, I think that is how I found Jeff, and I don't want to leave YouTube for that reason. So, and by the way, he has a great YouTube channel called Slashmaster1989. He has a great YouTube channel. He always thinks that his YouTube channel is not good, but to me, it's great. I really like his YouTube channel. So, folks, please check out his YouTube channel. Subscribe to his channel for an early birthday present for him, would you? His YouTube channel is Slashmaster1989 on YouTube. Now, what I really like about Jeff is his good personality. He has perhaps the best personality I've ever seen on somebody on the internet. He has a happy-go-lucky personality. He has a caring personality. And overall, he's a very nice person. And I think my listeners should get to know Jeff a lot better than how they know him. So I'm going to introduce Jeff back to the show as a co-host on Sundays, and he's going to work here Sunday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central, 8:30 p.m. Mountain, and 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And he's going to be back on the show doing a random talk show with me. We're going to shoot the shit and have a lot of fun, because this is what this podcast is about. It's not about me talking about boring stuff or informing you. It's about having fun and providing a quality show. So that's out of the way. Now, the next thing I like about Jeff is he has a lot of respect for me, and I really appreciate that. If he does not think that I'm doing a good job on the show, he'll tell me in a respectful way. He'll say something like, "Alex, you know your show is good, but today's show needs improvement. You need to work on, let's say, for example, taking calls. You need to make sure you don't read the numbers online," or whatever it is. He will approach me respectfully and help me better myself on the air, which is great. Also, he will actually help me out in times of need, like a true friend would. Let's say I'm having a disagreement with somebody and I am feeling really down and depressed. He will come in there and pump me up and make me feel more eager and excited for life. So that's what I like about Jeff, is his personality and his friendship that he has with me and his respect for me. So I'm going to bring Jeff back on the American Variety Network on Sundays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and I'll talk about that later on in the show. So let's go ahead and play three songs here on the show. And when we come back, continue talking about Jeff on this awesome birthday surprise show for my buddy Jeff, who has turned 26 years old. Right now, I want to play Jeff's favorite song, and this is from Blue Traveler. The name of this song is But Anyway. So happy birthday, Jeff. Here is your favorite song, Blue Traveler, But Anyway. And that was Jeff's favorite song, Blue Traveler. But anyway, all right. Remember at the beginning of the show, I said I like to support American-made things and I like rap music. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right here, right now on Slashmaster 1989 birthday celebration, we're going to support a local American rapper by the name of Humble Mo. Ladies and gentlemen, Humble Mo has perhaps some of the best rap music I ever heard. I'm a big rap fan, so I'm not just saying that. He has some of the best rap music I ever heard. And I want you, the listeners, and I want you, Jeff, to experience some of this great rap music. And it was a pleasure of mine to play them here on the show. Thank you, Humble Mo, for sending me a direct message on Twitter with your wonderful rap songs. You know, like I said, I'm going to play them on each and every single American Variety Network show. So without further ado, let's hear the very first Humble Mo song ever on the American Variety Network. The name of this song is Blame by Humble Mo. Here's Blame, folks.
Flow fire, every beat I touch, I leave a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same.
All these rappers, man.
I'm the one to blame. Yes, I am the one to blame. I'm the one to blame. Yes, I am the one to blame. My flow on fire.
Just be yourself.
Beat I touch, I leave a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same. I'm no one to blame. Yes, I am no one to blame. I'm no one to blame. Yes, I am no one to blame.
That's why I've been thinking about giving up lately. Cause all of these niggas and bitches and shady, I'm numb to these bitches cause they wanna rape me. Fuck all you rappers, I know that you hate me. She in love with the D like my name was some shady. Potato head nigga, turn your ass to gravy. Jehovah, my witness, been fucking up lately. No conversation, just shut up and pay me. True women like queen cause they having our babies. Assassinate me cause my life is so crazy. He was your man, but he fucking your lady. I come from a city where niggas just shoot. I was 13, niggas jumping out the roof. Shell case, hit his milk tonight, life is in the coop. His blood's all around me like, what up, that move? No, I don't bang, nigga, but my niggas pop root.
My flow, fire, every beat I touch, I leave a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. My flow on fire, every beat I touch, I leave a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to. I'm sitting here reading this four-page letter, writing this song, trying to get it together. Wishing that Aaliyah never took that flight. But if Tupac was white, he ain't never have a mic. Niggas really cowards, they don't really wanna fight. Three bitches with me, drug on the sink. Yeah, one hell of a night. Life is a gamble, I'm shooting my dice. His hand on the pistol, like don't hit the seven. No, I don't feel love, they want me in heaven. You know that it's real when they back in the school. Used to wanna be down, cause it really look cool. Until I seen a nigga dead floating in the pool. So tired of playing victim, like damn, that shit is weak. I used to look up at the sky like the stars out of reach. I used to look up at the sky like the out of reach. My flow fire, every beat I touch, I leave a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. My flow on fire, every beat I touch, I leave a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame.
My flow fire, every beat I touch, I leave a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. My flow on fire, every beat I touch, I lit a flame. So tired of these rappers lying, man, these niggas all the same. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame. I'm no one to blame, yes, I am no one to blame.
And And that was Blame by Humble Mo. All right, we're going to go ahead and hear another song by Humble Mo. This one's about 2 minutes and 50 seconds long, and it is called Skunk. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Skunk by Humble Mo.
Rap life running with the pistol grip, pump, pump. Rap life running with the pistol grip, pump, pump. Rap life running with the pistol grip, pump. If a nigga won't be, we gon' pop that trunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Rap life running with the pistol grip, pump. If a nigga won't be, we gon' pop that trunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Nowadays, everybody play the tough guy. Till he lifeless and can't be identified. I know Jesus, but the devil, yeah, he live inside. I know the truth, yeah, I came from them 12 tribes. As I walk through the valley, it's shattered with death. I keep a tech on my side like I am the ref. No competition, man, no love for my enemies. Every rapper getting slaughtered in this industry. Lord, forgive me, cause I'm tired of all my foolish ways. And love of music, but I'm tired of being a fucking slave. I'm Martin the King, they trying to lock me in the cave. Don't cry, throw a fucking party at my grave. 40s with my niggas, bad bitches blowing trees. Yeah, my sitting low like a fucking Chinese. I done seen a lot of real niggas killed in the streets. Now it's off with his head when I decompose. Rap life running with the pistol grip pump. If a nigga won't be, we gon' pop that trunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Rap life running with the pistol grip pump. If a nigga won't be, we gon' pop that trunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Nah, I ain't no killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. No, I don't wanna talk, hope, I just want your cookies. I'm laughing at these rappers like all you niggas rookies. Bullet fragments hit his flesh and went through his belly. Yeah, these metaphors leave the day and see your ass to heaven. Stop lying about them killers and them drugs you be selling. Been fucking hoes, whooping niggas since an adolescence. I love Envy, I'm a king, all you niggas peasants. Humble mode, you the truth, ahead of this time. On some phase 10 shit, I'm one of a kind. Flow so insane, y'all spaz in these rhymes. Kids in the street shit, everybody dying. He don't wanna live, put the 9 to his mind. It's war outside and I'm staring through the blind. Niggas, we just want peace for themselves, start blind. Rap life running with the pistol grip pump. If a nigga won't be, we gon' pop that trunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Rap life running with the pistol grip pump. If a nigga won't be, we gon' pop that trunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk. Fucking bad bitches and we blowin' on skunk.
All right, those were the two songs for this episode of the American Variety Network that is provided to us by Humble Mo. I love listening to rap music, so I was out of my mind listening to those songs. I forgot that I was doing the show. But those were actually fantastic rap songs. I hope you guys enjoyed them, and I hope you guys look forward to hearing some more of the wonderful rap songs by Humble Mo here on the American Variety Network. So today we are celebrating the birthday of our co-host slash master 1989, Jeff. And we are celebrating the birthday of my good friend, my best friend slash master 1989, Jeff, who recently turned 26 years old. You know, jokingly, I told Jeff the other day that he's actually an old man compared to me. Because he's 26 and I'm 21, so he's 5 years older than me, which means possibly he could die before I die. I'm just joking with you, buddy. No, I always have to do that to you. But happy birthday again, Jeff. I hope you had a wonderful birthday and hope you had an awesome birthday party yesterday, because I know you had a birthday barbecue with your family. So hopefully you enjoy your 25th birthday, and I hope you have a wonderful year this year. I hope this year brings you with a lot of positive things, and I hope you continue to have a great year and many great years to come your way. I can't wait till I turn 26 years old, because unlike a lot of people don't like birthdays because they get older and they think that every time you get older, you have less time to live. But I don't think that way. I actually look forward to getting older, because when you get older, it's another year older, another year wiser. Every time or every year you get older, you get smarter, you learn more things, and it's better to be older and wiser than to be young and stupid. And that is something my grandparents told me. They said, Alex, never, ever, ever feel bad about getting old, because you're going to be wiser. You're going to have more money than you will have when you're younger. And you're probably going to enjoy the best of your life when you get older, when you're retired and you have some things to do, like with money and stuff. So another year older, another year wiser is what I think. Being old is great. So happy birthday, Jeff. So we're having a great time celebrating his birthday today on this special surprise birthday episode. We had one wonderful caller calling already. I'd like to have a few more wonderful live call-ins. So if you are listening live, don't be afraid to call in. Go ahead and call in and tell Jeff happy birthday. The call-in number, again, is 1-347-989-8142. Go ahead and call in. 1-347-989-8142. You can call in with a landline or a cell phone. I'm not sure if Skype is working yet, but I think you could be able to call in with Skype as well here on this great, great show. So you guys know the drill. The call-in number again is 1-347-989-8142. Go ahead and call in and wish Jeff a happy birthday. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is I want to tell you guys some things you should know about my good friend Jeff T. The first thing you should know is he is an avid fish keeper. He loves his tropical fish. He'll spend hours researching the type of fish he is keeping. I have seen him on Skype reading articles about tropical fish and researching tropical fish. He really does love the tropical fish hobby. He'll watch countless fish keeping videos on YouTube. He'll subscribe to 1,000 YouTube fish keeping channels. He really loves the fish keeping hobby. And I say he's one of those best fish keepers in the hobby that really respects the hobby. He's not in the fish keeping hobby to make a profit like some of the other fish keepers. He's not in here to breed or do any of those kind of things. He's here like I am in the fish keeping hobby. He's here to enjoy the fish keeping hobby and enjoy keeping tropical fish. So one of the things you, the listeners, should know about Jeff is he really enjoys the fish keeping hobby and he loves it. Matter of fact, he has told me that my fish keeping podcast, The Aquatic Wetline, really got him into the fish keeping And I actually got him into Oscars, which is something I really, really enjoy about our friendship, is how I got him into Oscars and helped get him into the fish keeping hobby. So I really enjoy him being a fish keeper, and I'm glad he likes my podcast so much that it helps him out in the fish keeping hobby. And he listens to every single show that I do here on Blog Talk Radio. The next thing you should know about Jeff is he is a Boston Red Sox fan and a Seattle Mariners fan. I don't know how he does it, but he likes two baseball teams, the Red Sox and the Mariners. And the Mariners aren't really a good baseball team because the Red Sox beat them around. The Red Sox always whoop the Mariners' butts. And the funny thing about that is because the Red Sox are shitty this year. The Red Sox are probably one of the worst teams this year. But for me, I'm lucky because the Yankees kick the Red Sox and Mariners' ass all the time. I'm just kidding. He could like the Mariners because the Mariners have one of my favorite players of all time. He used to be a former Yankee, second baseman Robinson Cano. But Robinson Cano sold out. Instead of playing for a championship team, he went to the Mariners for the extra money, which is I don't understand to this day why he did that. The next thing you should know about Jeff is he's very polite and he will make sure that he does not offend anybody or hurt anybody, which is great. And the next thing I think you should know about Jeff is he actually likes guitars. He likes music. And I think he's actually going to post a lot of guitar videos on his YouTube channel. Now, personally, I know nothing about guitars, so that is something he would have to explain to you. But I definitely want to get him on here and have him talk about guitars to you, because, like I said, I don't know nothing about him, but he is the man for guitars. He actually has over 1,000 views on maybe one or two of his guitar videos out there. So definitely, definitely check it out. And the next thing you guys should know about Jeff is that he actually is in a band. That's right. Jeff loves his music so much that he is in a band, and he has a wonderful band, and we're working on getting his band here on the American Variety Network, and I can't wait for that, because, you know, I like interviewing musicians, and I like interviewing people involved in the music. Like in the past, I interviewed Jambox, I interviewed, I interviewed several musicians and people who sing. I think I interviewed someone by the name of Texas Chainsaw. It was something like that. Chainsaw Rock Affair or whatever. I interviewed them a while ago on the Aquatic Wetline. And then I interviewed somebody from Jambox on my old talk show. And then I had somebody by the name of Jack Dalton on the show, who is a part of music and stuff. So I've had a lot of history of interviewing musicians, and Jeff told me the first day I met him that he was in a band and he was going to get them on my show. So we'll have Jeff and his band on my show here in the future. And his band is only going to come on the American Variety Network. As far as he told me, he said he only wants them to be on the American Variety Network. So that is wonderful. Now, next and final thing you should know about Jeff is, wait for it. He is getting his very own podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am very proud of him for having his own podcast. He's going to do great. An occasional co-host on his show, and I will help him out as much as he needs it. I think Jeff is ready to host his own show. I'm going to show him the ropes of how to be a great host and how to host great shows. I'll show him how to use the studio, and I'll show him how to schedule episodes and how to come up with great descriptions and things of that nature. So I think Jeff is going to have a great podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And please, my listeners, would you go check out Jeff's show here on Blog Talk Radio whenever he goes live on the air? Because Jeff has done a lot of work for my show, and it's only fair to travel and listen to his show as well. He's got a great, great show coming your way, and he's going to be doing that pretty soon. I think either next Tuesday or this Tuesday, we're supposed to do a show with him. Me and my other good friend. So that's going to be great. I can't wait for that. So I'm not sure if you wanted me to tell you guys that or not, but I just did. So I can't wait for Jeff's podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And his account right now on Blog Talk Radio is going under the title Slashmaster 1989. All right. That's his account here on BTR. That's Slashmaster 1989. And, you know, I've known the guy for 1 year, and I still do not know what Slashmaster 1989 stands for. Does he go around slashing people's throats? I don't know. What does Slashmaster 1989 stand for? I'm only kidding. I think Slashmaster 1989 stands for his guitar work that he does, because he has great music. And he actually made my intro for the American Variety Network. That guitar sound you hear in my intro is Jeff's. Let's go ahead and hear it. This is Jeff's work. Yes, it is.
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
You see, that's the guitar work for my buddy Jeff. See, he's got some great guitar work, doesn't he? He makes some great intros. I actually have a couple of guitar songs that I will use for my intros, and he's great. So I really appreciate my friendship with Jeff. All righty, so we're going to go ahead and cut to our commercial break because I have to take a commercial break for each of my shows for my one sponsor and my supporters. So today's show is being supported by Discus Hans USA, supplying Americans with quality Stenker discus. Today's show is also being supported by Here for the Finch podcast, hosted by Donovan Barger, who called in and wished Jeff a happy birthday earlier in the show. And it's being sponsored by my favorite local fish store, who I just got a wonderful large black ghost knife as an early birthday present for me, and some awesome discus. My awesome discus came from School of Fish, Inc. So let's hear a word from our quick little supporters and sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to hear some more songs and continue our awesome birthday celebration. Stick around, folks.
Are you a serious tropical fish keeper? Do you currently keep discus cichlids, or are you looking to keep discus cichlids and need to find some quality discus? Why not come to Discus Hans? Discus Hans proudly supplies plenty of American discus hobbyists with quality Stenker discus. The Stenker discus provide fish hobbyists the opportunity to raise show quality discus because Stenker discus can adapt to tap water and even breed in tap water. Discus Hans has helped serve many discus fish lovers with his quality Stenker discus, and you can experience the beauty of Stenker discus from Discus Hans. Discus Hans will ship quality discus cichlids right to your door. Check out Discus Hans at www.discushansusa.com. And to place your order for your very own Stenker discus, check out discusfishstore.com.
Hey guys, this is Donovan. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my show, Here for the Fish. I talk about how I became a fish keeper until now, talk everyday fish keeping, and about my favorite fish, African cichlids. So go check out my YouTube channel, Here for the Fins, all together, lowercase, and check out my Facebook, Here for the Fins.
School of Fish, Inc. offers everything an aquarium hobbyist in Western Massachusetts needs. We offer the best alive stock from freshwater to saltwater and everything in between. We also have the best corals and live rock. School of Fish, Inc. carries the best brands of fish food, medications, and equipment such as Hikari, Tetra, Marineland, API, and much more. Stop by and check us out today. School of Fish, Inc. located at 1865 Page Boulevard, Springfield, Massachusetts. And we can be reached at 413-543-1994. We're open Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Closed Tuesdays. Check out School of Fish, Inc. That's School of Fish, Inc. on Facebook for exclusive deals, specials, and see what's new.
Are you ready for a talk show that is brave enough to talk about anything and everything, even if it's controversial? Are you ready for a talk show where anything goes and we will say anything
that we want?
Well, then you're listening to the right talk show.
You are tuned in to In Your Face Talk Show.
With your host, the crazy Italian-American AC and cool cat Willie.
You can expect to hear the unexpected.
Laugh at what is said, or you may scream.
Either case, sit back and enjoy the show.
Let's get in your face with this great talk show.
Welcome back to In Your Face Talk Show. And today we are celebrating my best friend slash master 1989's birthday with a special surprise birthday episode. And so far we're having a fun time. So before commercial break, we were talking about how we became friends and all that good stuff. And we played a couple of songs from Blame and Skunk. Those are the two song titles from the rapper Humble Mo. And I also played Jeff's favorite song, Blue Traveler. But anyway, right now I'd like to play a couple of my personal favorite songs just so I can think about what I'm going to talk about next and give you like 6 minutes break of hearing my voice. So right now we're going to go ahead and hear one song from Enrique Iglesias, and the name of this song is Be With You. Now, the reason I like this song so much is this was the song that I heard the last time I saw my Nanny Lucy alive, because ironically, the next day she died of a horrible disease, as we all know how bad cancer is. So this is the song, the last song I had the opportunity to listen to with my grandmother, which in Italian we call Nani, and I always enjoy being with her. So that's why I enjoy this song very much. Nonetheless, here's a song, Enrique Iglesias, Be With You.
Sleep.
All right, the next song we're going to hear is by Sting, and it's called Fields of Gold. So here is Sting, Fields of Gold. All right, we are back here live on surprise birthday celebration for my good friend Slashmaster 1989, Jeff. So we are going to hear one more song, if I can get this to work, and then we'll get ready to wrap up this great show. This is a song that I really like. It's a 2015 song, and I figured you can't have a birthday celebration party on radio without this song. So here it is, folks. See You Again by Wiz Khalifa.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again,
I tell you.
When I see you again.
First you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first then the line will never be crossed, established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way, yeah. Hold every memory as you go, and every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
All right, we're back here live on the show. This has been a wonderful show. And before I end today's show, I've got a couple of things that I would like to point out. The first thing that I completely forgot is another friend of mine had a birthday last week, and it was actually last Monday. My good friend Andrew Sinsky turned, I don't know how old he is, but last Monday, Andrew Sinsky had his very own birthday. So happy belated birthday, Andrew. And I'm sorry I completely forgot about you on this show, but happy birthday, Andrew. Ladies and gentlemen, please check out his channel here on Blog Talk Radio called Dakota Network. He's got some great shows, including paranormal shows. He's got reptile shows, discus cichlid shows, fish shows, and a lot of great shows. So check him out, Dakota Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. So happy birthday, Andy. The next thing I want to discuss is I wanted to save this for the last part of the show because it's really awesome and I'm really honored. Jeff is back co-hosting here on the American Variety Network. That's right. Jeff is going to be back here every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to do one in-your-face style shoot the shit show where we'll talk about anything and everything, and then we're going to bring back the aquatic wetline with me, Aqua Alex, and fish keeper Jeff T the other Sunday. So it's going to rotate between the talk show and the aquatic wetline. You see, Jeff had a good point that he brought up to me, and a few other people did as well. He said the aquatic wetline is too good of a show to retire. You cannot retire an awesome show because then you won't have an awesome show anymore. So, Jeff, you are right, and you're going to be the co-host for the aquatic wetline. And I honestly think that Jeff was one of the awesome co-hosts for the aquatic wetline. So the aquatic wetline will be back on some Sunday in August. Because this Sunday, as Jeff returns to co-host the show, we're going to do a tribute to the late, great Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes. Two awesome wrestlers passed away this summer. It's a tragedy that we lost Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper. They were Hall of Famers in wrestling, and they were legends in wrestling, and it is sad they had to die this early in their life. So Jeff and I are WWE fans, and this Sunday, August 9th, 2015, at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to do a tribute to the careers and lives of Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes. We'll talk about their wrestling career and what they did outside of the ring and stuff like that. And that was actually Jeff's idea. So thank you, Jeff, for that. It's going to be a great show. So I'm happy to tell you, the listeners, Jeff is back here Sunday evenings, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, to be my co-host. And I can't wait for that. So hopefully you, the listeners, will like Jeff as a co-host and appreciate him being a co-host, because it's hard to get a good co-host on my show. And it's hard to deliver good shows. I know a lot of you bastards out there heckle me and make fun of my shows, but it's hard to deliver a good quality show. And I have a few supporters out there that I really do like. So thank you to those awesome supporters out there. All right, so this has been a wonderful show. I think I talked about pretty much everything I want to talk about. I hope you guys enjoyed this birthday celebration show, the first of many birthday celebrations to come. I'd like to do some more birthday celebrations on here for my family members, for my close friends, for me, and for everybody out there that I know. So if you know somebody who has a birthday coming up and you like birthday celebration, please email me at alexcardinelli93@gmail.com. Email me their name, their birthday, and what their favorite songs are. I will do a birthday celebration for any one of my listeners or anyone out there. If you know what their birthday is, their name, and their favorite songs, I will do a birthday celebration for them. And I'll also take callers for them. So we can make this a great series. So if you, the listeners, want a birthday celebration, or if you have your father or your friends, just email me, alexcardinelli93@gmail.com. So before I end the show, I've got a couple of announcements I'd like to make. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 4th, 2015, at 5 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be on the Euphoric Network doing my second episode with Cool Cat Willie T, Music Battles. I'll be representing Sting, and I'm not sure what band Willie T is going to be representing. He's doing a special surprise band, and Jeff is going to be there, and Jeff is going to be representing the band Blue Traveler. So that's going to be great. I want you, the listeners, to call in and either vote for Sting or vote for Blue Traveler. Jeff or I want to win this battle on tomorrow's show on the Euphoric Network at 5 p.m. Eastern. All right. Also tomorrow, Tuesday, August 4th, at 8 p.m. Eastern. My second episode of In Your Face Talk Show will air. And tomorrow, my co-host of the In Your Face Talk Show will debut. And my co-host for the In Your Face Talk Show is none other than Cool Cat Willie T in the house. That's right. Cool Cat Willie T will be here live talking about racism. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow we're talking about racism. Sorry, I had to try to be funny there. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about racism with Cool Cat Willie T and myself. What do we think about racism? Why is racism still a topic in 2015? All that stuff we talked about right here tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern here on the American Variety Network. Make sure you tune in to hear me talk about racism. Ding, 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 ding. All right, that's going to be a great show tomorrow. We're going to talk about racism with Cool Cat Willie T live here on the American Variety Network. And then Thursday this week, we're going to do our first episode of Fish Trials on Festivum Cichlids. I actually just bought 4 Festivum Cichlids yesterday, and we are actually going to do our first episode of Fish Trials on Festivum Cichlids this Thursday. And Festivum Cichlids are actually one of my personal favorite cichlids, so Cool Cat Willie T will be the co-host of Fish Trials, and that's going to debut this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Saturday, August 8th, 2015, at 8 p.m. Eastern, we are going to have our 200th episode. That's right, August 8th, which I believe is this Saturday. We're going to have our 200th episode, and we're going to have some sort of a special show. I haven't figured out what we're going to do exactly for it, but when I get information on my 200th episode, I will inform you what we're going to do exactly for that show. And then Sunday, August 9th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to do the tribute to Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank you guys for listening to this show. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and have a great Monday afternoon and Monday evening, wherever you are tuning in from. And I'd like to say happy birthday, happy 26th birthday to Slashmaster 1989, Jeff. In 2 weeks from now, August 15th, we're going to have my very own birthday celebration here on the American Variety Network, because August 15th is my actual birthday. I'll be turning 22 on August 15th. So on August 15th, we're going to have my 22nd birthday celebration episode. And I hope you guys will tune in for my birthday celebration episode, and you guys will call in for my birthday celebration episode. All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the American Variety Network. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, the Crazy Italian American, or at Alice Cardinelli 1 on Twitter. Add me on Facebook, Alice Cardinelli. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Alex's Adventures, and subscribe to me right here on Blog Talk Radio, the American Variety Network. Happy 26th birthday, Jeff, and good night, everybody. Happy birthday, Jeff, and thank you for listening to the show.